The impossibly thin woman sitting next to Cassie Carter in the King County Courthouse in Seattle trembled like an oak leaf in a storm. When the judge entered the courtroom and they were asked to rise, Maureen could barely manage to get to her feet. Cassie wrapped her arm around the other woman's waist and helped her to stand upright. Maureen was skin and bone, so thin Cassie could feel her ribs. She'd been that thin once herself. Like Maureen, she had been beaten down, battered, and emotionally broken. "You're doing great," Cassie whispered. She understood all too well what courage it took for Maureen to testify against her husband. Cassie had sat in a similar courtroom in Florida, only she'd sat alone. Duke, her husband, had glared at her as she'd slowly walked toward the witness stand, his dark eyes filled with hatred, eyes that said he would kill her if he got the chance. He nearly had. They'd been married only a few months when Duke hit her the first time. He'd had a few beers with friends and come home and found Cassie didn't yet have dinner ready. To show her how displeased he was, he'd slapped her. Cassie had been stunned. Her father had never laid a hand on her mother or her, nor her two sisters. Horrified, she'd pressed her hand to her cheek, hardly knowing what to think. That was the first of many such slaps. Afterward, he was sorry. He felt horrible that he could do anything to hurt the woman he loved beyond life itself. He'd cover his face and weep, begging her forgiveness. The irony of it was that she, the one who'd been hurt, would rationalize his anger and comfort him. Shocking, really, when she thought about it. Duke hit her, and she was the one who apologized. As the years progressed, the slaps turned to slugs, and the slugs into beatings. During the last beating, she'd seen that very look in his eyes, the same one he gave her the day she stood in a Florida courtroom. The look that said her days were numbered. She would pay for what she'd done. That final time, as Duke's fists pounded down on her, Cassie had been terrified by the cold hate in her husband's eyes. Duke would not stop until he killed her. It was as clear as the writing on a highway billboard. In that breathless moment, Cassie knew beyond a doubt that she was about to die. She lost consciousness briefly, and when she came to again, she heard him rifling through the kitchen drawers. She knew he was searching for a knife. Carried by adrenaline, numb with fear, she managed to escape into her daughter's bedroom and blocked the door by tilting a chair beneath the knob. She grabbed 7-year-old Amy and fled out the window. She didn't take her purse or her identification or any money, and she had no friends, no resources, just her daughter and the clothes on her back. Cassie hadn't needed anything else. The one precious thing that had come out of her marriage had been her daughter. Fleeing to a women's shelter, Cassie was given housing and assistance. Duke was arrested and sentenced to a 6-month jail term. Cassie had taken those months to put her life together and to try to make her way back to the good life she'd left behind. The hardest part hadn't even been leaving Duke after all. It was that she didn't have her family's support. She was on her own, without her parents, without her sisters. She had to do it alone, and so she had.